And good day, everyone, and welcome to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Hope you're having a great Thursday so far. We've got another great show coming up for you today. Ron Hayes joins us now. And, Ron, good day to you.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Well, pretty good. Kind of concerned about a lot of our folks that are out outside today. This heat advisory that's on till 8 o'clock tonight, very dangerous in north-central Oklahoma. We're going to be well above 100 degrees, and the level of humidity is such that it's going to just be very, very, very hot, and you've got to pay attention to that.
All right. You've got a complete forecast coming up here in just a
little
bit.
You betcha.
And when we come back, I'll have a news update for you. Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will break down this morning's market activity. All that and more coming up on Midday Oklahoma.
This is the DeKalb Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola Report. Our guest is Dr. Michael Martin, Monsanto Global Specialty Crop Breeding Lead. Dr. Martin, what are the characteristics you look for when developing new DeKalb winter canola products for growers here in the Southern Plains?
Ron, when we look for new products in our breeding and selection process, yield is always at the top of the list. And followed behind yield are those traits like winter hardiness, drought tolerance, shattering resistance, all of those traits that's actually going to stabilize their yield potential for the farm.
Why don't you tell us about the global germplasm base for DeKalb and how this supports the new product pipeline?
Monsanto has major breeding programs throughout North America and Europe for both spring and winter canolas. All of that germplasm is available to actually develop product for the Southern Plains.
Thanks, Dr. Martin. This has been the DeKalb Genuity Roundup Ready Winter Canola Report. Always follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Individual results may vary.
And welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, has had about a week now to digest the defeat of the 2013 Farm Bill. It was the first time in history a Farm Bill had been rejected when brought to the House floor. Lucas spoke with Radio Oklahoma Network Farm Director Ron Hayes about his plans for the future of the Farm Bill.
What was demonstrated this last week, Ron, was just as we've known in virtually every Farm Bill, with the exception of 1996, which was not really considered by itself on the floor, it's the coalition of the middle. The hard extremes of the body have never voted for farm bills. It's the coalition in the middle that cares about our food supply, cares about rural America, that's passed the bill before. We just have to get closer, I think, back to those principles, and we'll pass the bill. But I assure all my neighbors back home, I tried as hard as I could in the circumstances that I was in to put 218 votes together. I tried. I will continue to try. We will get this done. Just not sure how crooked the trail is going to be or when it will happen or maybe the better phrase is how wild the roller coaster ride is going to be. But we will get this done, Ron.
And that's Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas with our own Ron Hayes. A new regional free trade agreement proposed between the U.S. and European Union could mean expanded markets for our nation's ag exports. Rodden Bain has this report.
One of the more prominent trade talks as of late has been about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, especially as Japan is gaining momentum for membership in this Asian-Pacific group. But some may not realize that a similar effort is underway between the U.S. and members of the European Union.
We will launch talks on a comprehensive transatlantic trade and investment partnership with the European Union, because trade that is fair and free across the Atlantic supports millions of good-paying American jobs.
President Barack Obama from this year's State of the Union address announcing this new trade venture. Several ag groups have lined up in support of opening new and expanding existing European markets like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. This is NCBA's Colin Woodall.
This EU transatlantic proposal is also intriguing. It brings up the issue of non-tariff trade barriers, things that are put in place that aren't based on science. So when it comes to the EU, we have a lot of those. So the fact that we're having this conversation to try to get some changes made to what's going on in the EU.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The renewable fuel standard, which has mandated the use of ethanol to blend with gasoline, is popular in major corn-growing areas, but much less so in livestock production circles. Now a USDA official has given credence to the livestock industry, crying foul over the unlevel playing field they contend faces anyone buying livestock feed in this country. And that's the latest look at our agricultural news. Jim Appel has the latest look at the markets when we come back right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
Ah! I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success to their FFA experience. One such alum, Oklahoma State Senator Josh Brakeen, who says he was confronted with role models, ones that set a high standard.
The integrity, the morals, the stands, the work ethic, all intertwined. I want to grow like that. Those individuals that exemplify the type of leadership skills that the FFA is known for. Strong work ethic, integrity, well-spoken, genuine, authentic, pressing you to be the best person that you possibly can with what God's given you. Do you want to grow like that? So you can pinpoint an FFA member. They stand out. They're charismatic. They're upward and outward. They're dynamic. They're authentic. You know, we're all products of our environment, and what the FFA is just one of the most positive atmospheres that a young adult can have access to.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel along with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, what's in the news this morning in the futures markets at midday?
Well, commodity futures overall are mixed this morning, but the general undertone is strong and being led by the stock market futures here. Equity futures such as the Dow Jones and S&P are both sharply higher this morning in reaction to a positive pending home sales report. Pending home sales rose 6.7% in May to the highest level in 6 years. And many traders are believing this is due to home buyers rushing to lock in low interest rates before they move higher. Mortgage interest rates this morning are at their highest level in 2 years, so there's reason to believe that. If you look at the 30-year bond futures, that's kind of what guides the mortgage interest rate. They're a touch higher this morning, meaning that there's a slight decrease in the interest rate for that period. New York Fed President William Dudley also said that the Fed's asset purchases may be a little bit more aggressive if the general economy and the labor market continue to be weak or maybe weaker than anticipated. That's viewed as kind of a counterstatement to what Ben Bernanke said last week. So that's got us a little bit of a lift here. Dow Jones futures are up $1.10 or 110 points rather at 14,934. S&P futures are up 12 at 1607.5. U.S. dollars are slightly lower here today. We're down about 8 points to 83.14. Crude oil futures here are sharply higher here. We're $1.40 higher in the August at 96.30. Unleaded gasoline's up about a penny here at about 2.74 in the front month. Heating oil, which is considered diesel, is up 3.5 cents at about 2.89 a gallon. Natural gas futures this morning are lower here. We're sliding about 15 cents lower after this morning's EIA report of a weekly build of about 95 billion cubic feet. That exceeded my estimate of about 5 billion cubic feet, and that's pushing natural gas on the defensive. This is the lowest level since we've seen since February, and about 90 cents off the high since then, which is about 2 months ago. Live cattle futures this morning are higher, about 60 higher there. Feeder cattle are higher as well, both based on technical buying here and some short covering. Grain futures are focused on tomorrow's USDA report, which is going to have huge implications going forward on the U.S. domestic balance sheet and how much corn we have over the next year.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will be back with a look at the latest market numbers right after this.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Livestock Video Auction coming up on Friday, June 28th on Satellite Channel 231, Dish Network, and 345 DirecTV, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. A total of 28,000 head will be offered. The video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll have 9,200 yearling steers, 3,700 yearling heifers, 2,500
3,500 weaned calves and 11,500 calves on cows. If you want some more information on the specific time that a lot will be offered, or you want to preview the video, you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call at 800-422-2117. Remember, Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30, the video auction itself at 8 a.m. this coming Friday, June 28th. That phone number again to call them for more information, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Video Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you.
And welcome back to Midday Oklahoma, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning. Let's take a look at those futures here. On this Wednesday, the livestock futures, June live cattle up 15, 121.42. The August up 75, 122.90. October's up 57, 125.97. August feeder cattle up 90 at 149.82. September's up 72 at 151.85. October's up 97 at 153.45. July hogs up 107 at 101.02. August is up 110 at 98.75. October's up 52 at 86.07. Over on the grains today, Kansas City wheat, July's down 3, 691 and a quarter. September is down 3 quarters at 706 and 3 quarters. And new crop December is up a half at 727 and a half. Nearby July is down a quarter for corn, 664 and a quarter. September's down 2 and 3 quarters, 571 and a quarter. And the new crop December is down 7, 537. July soybeans up 8, 1542 and a quarter. August up 3 and 3 quarters at 1429. And the November crop is down 3 at 127.30. Over on the cotton futures today, July cotton down 68, 83 even. October's up 71 at 86 even. And December's up 13 at 83.83. Heading over to the energy futures here today, August crude oil up 146, 96.96. September's up 138 at 96.79. The October contracts up 134, 96.22. August natural gas down 14 at 3.59. The September is down 14 at 3.58. October's down 14 at 3.60. August gold down 5, now down 4 at 122.94. October's down 3 at 123.05. December's down 3 at 123.14. July silver is up 223 at 188.15. September's up 222 at 188.35. December's up 232 at 188.75. That's a look at your markets. Hope you're having a great day today. Still to come, we're going to hear from Jim Apel and have his ag calendar, and Ron Hayes will have his midday news and ag perspective. All that and more coming up on Midday Oklahoma. But first, let's check in with Ron Hayes and get the latest weather.
Well, Dave, another day of hot, dry, windy conditions for our harvest season as we check our agriculture weather here, Midday Oklahoma. Triple-digit temperatures yesterday, more of the same today, but some cooler conditions over the next couple of days after today, and then a little cooler yet, it looks like, by the latter part of the weekend and into next week at this time, and some chances of precipitation are out there at the same time. Going to talk about all of that here on Midday Oklahoma. Checking our agriculture weather right after this. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no import of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. First of all, let's talk about the hot weather that we're dealing with. We got above 100 degrees across a good bit of our 1640 territory yesterday, up to 103 degrees at least a couple of locations, and we're going to be hotter than that, it looks like, by this afternoon. National Weather Service, as a result, has issued a heat advisory, which is in effect today until 8 p.m. this evening. Temperatures will be as high as 110 degrees. That's the prediction for Altus, it looks like, for this afternoon. Our heat indices, maximum heat indices, in other words, a combination of how hot it really is, along with the humidity that makes it even more miserable, those heat indices will be ranging from 105 to 115 degrees. Hottest of the most dangerous conditions are expected across north central Oklahoma. Even as some of you are working on wheat harvest, got to be very, very careful. If you start feeling a little woozy, get out of the heat if you possibly can. Get to some air-conditioned environments, sit down, relax, get some liquids in your body as quickly as you possibly can. Heat-related illnesses will be possible if precautions are not taken to reduce exposure to the high heat and humidity. Obviously, with the need to try to get harvest done, this as much as we possibly can, we've got the chances of some thunder showers coming in later on this evening after this very, very hot day, 30% chance, in fact, for the Enid area. You want to try to get as much as done as you can if you're involved with harvest, but you need to be drinking plenty of water, and definitely if you do start feeling a little bad, get into some air conditioning just as quick as you possibly can. Now, there is light at the end of the tunnel. The heat dome that we're under today is going to be shoved to our west, it looks like, over the next few days, and we'll tell you about that after this.
Mowing is fun with the new Hustler X1. And have you heard? Now you can buy a new Hustler X1 with no interest for 48 months. That's right, no interest for 48 months on many models. Now's the time to test drive America's number one zero-turning radius mower, Hustler, with models starting as low as $29.99. See your local Hustler dealer today. Test drive and register to win a Hustler Sport. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Harvest time forecast for the next few days, over 100 degrees today. 102, 103, 104, 5 degrees will be very, very possible. Southwest winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Then we get into the possibility of a thunder shower as a front moves in across the region, up to a 30% chance of rain in any one location, it looks like right now. As could have some hail associated with that particular set of showers. Slightly cooler, it looks like, for tomorrow right now. Probably mid to upper 90s. Will be our daytime highs tomorrow. Mid-90s at this point on Saturday. Saturday night, the second of two fronts come in, and this will cool us off even a little bit more, it looks like. Upper 80s on Sunday, mid-80s on Monday, Tuesday. We should be in the 80s daytime highs, it looks like, maybe up to around 90 degrees for the first half of next week. That's your ag weather right here on Midday Oklahoma.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Livestock Video Auction coming up on Friday, June 28th on Satellite Channel 231, Dish Network, and 345 DirecTV, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. A total of 28,000 head will be offered. The video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll have 9,200 yearling steers, 3,700 yearling heifers, 2,500 weaned calves, and 11,500 calves on cows. If you want some more information on the specific specific time that a lot will be offered, or you want to preview the video, you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call at 800-422-2117. Remember, Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30, the video auction itself at 8 a.m. this coming Friday, June 28th. That phone number again to call them for more information, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Video Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you.
Twenty-five past the hour on Midday Oklahoma. Now let's check in with Jim Apel and today's Ag Calendar.
Taking a look at our Ag Calendar today, we'll talk about some town hall meetings with Congressman Frank Lucas. We'll look at a stocker operations seminar, and we'll look at a soybean marketing and production college. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
Congressman Frank Lucas has scheduled a series of town hall meetings next week in Logan, Osage, Pawnee, and Payne counties. All residents of these locations are invited to attend a meeting and express their opinions. Congressman Lucas will be discussing current events in Washington, taking questions about issues important to constituents of the 3rd Congressional District, and asking for opinions and input on legislation currently before Congress. On Monday, July 1st, he will be at the Pawnee City Hall from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. He will be in Pawhuska at the Community Center from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And also on Monday, he will be at the First Baptist Church in Skiatook from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. On Tuesday, July 2nd, he will be in Stillwater at the Stillwater Community Center from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. He will be at the Cushing City Hall from 11 a.m. to noon. And then he'll be in Guthrie at his final meeting at the Oklahoma Sports Museum from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. The American Soybean Association has created a new soybean marketing and production college program to educate producers on how to capitalize on the growing trends and new technologies in agriculture. The event takes place in Minneapolis from July 29th through the 30th, and growers do not have to be ASA members to participate. Ohio State University's Dr. Matt Roberts, industry consultant on grain, petroleum, and biofuels markets and policy, headlines the opening general session. Roberts will review the current supply and demand situation for grains and oilseeds globally, what that means for prices, and how growers can best take advantage of these trends in their own marketing decisions. U.S. Farm Report host John Phipps will keynote the closing general session. Registration for ASA Soybean Marketing and Production College is open now through July 9th. Get more information and register online at www.soygrowers.com/marketingproductioncollege. Productive winter pasture can be a valuable asset, but it can also be expensive to establish and grow. To help stocker producers start their winter pastures outright, the Samuel Roberts Noble Foundation will host a winter pasture and stocker cattle seminar from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, July 16th at the Southern Oklahoma Technology Center that's located at 2610 Sam Noble Parkway in Ardmore, Oklahoma. During the seminar, Noble Foundation agricultural consultants will provide information about winter pasture establishment and fertility, forage types and selection, and seed quality testing. Noble Foundation agricultural researchers will provide an update on the latest research using rising plate meter technology and application measuring forage production of winter pasture and subsequent stocking. A producer panel of three successful stocker operators will conclude the seminar discussing their receiving protocol and winter establishment techniques. There is no registration fee, but pre-registration is requested. For more information or to register, you can go to www.noble.org/agevents, or you can contact Jackie Kelly at 580-224-6360. Come see gunfighters, sharpshooters, blacksmiths, and musicians at the final performance of Pawnee Bill's Wild West Show at the historic Pawnee Bill Ranch in Pawnee, Oklahoma, June 29th. This year's theme is the best of Pawnee Bill and features the most popular acts of the original Pawnee Bill's Wild West shows. The Pawnee Bill Museum is open from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and the Wild West show begins at 7:30 p.m. Advance tickets are $12 for adults, $8 for seniors, and kids under 10. Kids under 3 get in free. That's a look at our ag calendar on this Thursday. If you have an item you'd like to share with us, just drop us a line at ron@oklahomafarmreport.com.
And coming up on half past the hour on Midday Oklahoma, I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Got a lot more to come here in this next half hour. Ron Hayes will have the beef buzz, his soapbox. But first, we're going to get the latest from Ron with his Midday Agricultural News Update.
Thank you, Dave. Midday Oklahoma continuing with a look at a couple of our battles right now, trying to get the Farm Bill back on track, and the winners and losers of the RFS. We'll talk about those items in just a moment.
Something exciting is happening in America. Kubota has expanded in Georgia, and brand new tractors are coming off the line. And they're rolling out just in time for our Great Expectations sales event. Right now, you can buy a Kubota L-Series tractor loaded with features and get financing as low as 0% APR with instant cash back. Raise your expectations about what a Kubota can do for you. See your Kubota dealer today.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, says we need the three-legged stool when it comes to passing a farm bill: commodity title, conservation title, and the nutrition title.
How many times have you heard me say in public that with the 2002 farm bill, it became nutrition, it became a commodity title, and it became a conservation bill? If we don't have that three-legged stool, we can't get by on one leg by ourselves. When you look at the so-called political activist groups on the East Coast, the paid mercenaries, they don't want a farm bill, and that's why they advocate these things, because this is the best way to kill the farm safety net. You split us up, chop us up.
After the farm bill was derailed a week ago on the floor of the House of Representatives, Congressman Lucas says he's looking for ways to get the farm bill back on track, hoping to do that in the month of July. The Renewable Fuel Standard, which has mandated the use of ethanol to blend with gasoline, is very popular in major corn-growing areas, but much less so in livestock production circles. Now, USDA's chief economist has given credence to the livestock industry crying foul over the unlevel playing field they contend faces anyone buying livestock feed in this country because of the Renewable Fuel Standard. Dr. Joe Glauber talking about the winners and losers of the Renewable Fuel Standard before a congressional committee yesterday.
Higher feed grain prices have helped cash income for row crop producers, but have also raised feed costs at lowered profit margins for livestock, dairy, and poultry producers. Feed costs make up about 51% of expenses for dairy, 19% for beef cattle, and 42% for hogs, and 35% for poultry farm businesses. The price-feed ratios for most species show a decline throughout most of the period since 2006. Looking forward, increases in demand for corn to produce ethanol are expected to slow due to constraints on domestic ethanol consumption, as been mentioned previous year, the so-called blend wall.
It's an ongoing battle between ethanol supporters and those in the livestock business who feel that the RFS is a bad deal for them, and there's no sign that the passion over the issue will diminish anytime soon. Next up here on Midday Oklahoma, we visit with Mike Schulte of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission about the Israeli trade team visit of this week, right after this. Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last, Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. For a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for the ranch, like their Red Rhino hay trailer. On their website, GoBobPipe.com, you can even design the right trailer for your operation. GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365.
Midday Oklahoma continuing. Ron Hayes with you today. Do want to remind you before we get to our conversation with Mike Schulte about that Israeli trade team visiting Oklahoma this week. Heat advisory in effect from now until 8 p.m. this evening for much of our 1640 territory, including everywhere from the El Reno, Yukon, Mustang, Oklahoma City area on the south side up through Kingfisher and Enid, Fairview, and all points in between all the way up into southern Kansas. Very, very hot conditions expected. We're talking about in excess of triple digits, up above 100 degrees today. Could be as hot as 110 degrees in some locations. Heat in these indices, that goes where you take the temperature and add in the humidity. We're talking about 105 to 115 degrees. Very, very dangerous heat. Hottest and most dangerous conditions are expected across north central Oklahoma. So take extra precautions if you are spending time outside because of wheat harvest or whatever. When possible, try to pace yourself as best you can. Drink plenty of water. And if you start feeling a little bit bad, get out of the heat and get into some air conditioning as quickly as you possibly can. Now, Mike Schulte, Executive Director, Oklahoma Wheat Commission, joining us today as we talk about this Israeli trade team that's been in Oklahoma this week looking at the 2013 Oklahoma wheat harvest. We caught up with Mike and the trade team at a wheat field near Minco.
Yes, this has been made possible with the Oklahoma-Israeli Exchange Program that funds trade and commerce trips to Israel. It is also in part with the State Department of Agriculture. Our Made in Oklahoma organization has sent several companies over there in the past to try to market Oklahoma products into Israel. And I thought since we are a wheat-producing state and Israel does purchase hardwood winter wheat, that it may be good to send a delegation over there. Israel is not the largest purchaser of hardwood winter wheat. They don't make as many purchases as they used to because of the Russian and Ukraine market, but we still do have good relationships with them. On average, we generally ship about 18 to 25 million bushels a year to the Israeli market, and a lot of that has to do with cost of freight, proximity, and what the market's doing in other places. They do like our quality of U.S. wheat. That's the one thing that we have heard about on this trip. And they also like the fact that they know that we are a reliable market that they can always turn to. So they do like doing business with us. They are going to be going up to Oklahoma State University on Tuesday this week. They'll be having a short course hosted by Dr. Patricia Reyes, and we're going to be showing some of the things that we are working on with product development with the hardwood winter wheats. They are a very technical group, very savvy on their milling and baking science. Bakeries over there have lots of different breads. When I was over there, I toured one bakery that had probably 50 different product lines for bread products. They have extensive characteristics of wanting to have the high protein values in their wheat, and this happens to be a great year that they're seeing Oklahoma because our protein levels have been extremely high where we've toured in all areas of the state. We were down in southwest Oklahoma today where we were seeing protein levels of 14 and 15%. I think overall average for the state, we're going to be looking at 12% protein average for Oklahoma. But they were surprised to even see protein levels as high as 18 and 19% that have been taken in from this harvest. And I think they're very interested in the potential of being able to source some of that crop.
Mike Schulte busy showing off Oklahoma's wheat industry to the Israeli trade team. We caught up with him, as you can hear, in very windy conditions out in a wheat field watching combines harvest this year's crop.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
We appreciate Mike Schultes taking a few moments out of his time that he was using to show the Israeli wheat trade team around, visit with us a little bit. Mike's been busy actually hosting three different trade teams during this harvest season 2013. The first right at the start of the wheat harvest season, then a group from Nigeria, the number one hard red winter wheat purchaser over the last few years from the United States. Also a team from Ecuador, and now this team from Israel. Have a good day, everybody. Midday Oklahoma continuing with markets in just a few moments.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Calley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A national FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
What do I want in a utility tractor? Something that gets the job done and more. A machine engineered precisely with me in mind. Ergonomic controls, versatile attachments, and a Kubota engine. I only want the best.
Kubota M-Series utility and mid-size tractors with powerful Kubota diesel engines from 63 to 135 horsepower, plus low-rate long-term financing and customer instant rebates available now. Get the tractor you want during Kubota's Great Expectations sales event.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's. So there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
And good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a look at our agricultural markets here at midday today. Got a complete rundown of your markets coming up when we come back right after this.
It's all about their land, their cows, and a passion. Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories.
Hi, this is Leanne from Glencoe, Oklahoma. My family dairy farm is dedicated to you. As a first-generation dairy farm family, we know there are a lot of choices when you purchase milk and other dairy foods, but rest assured that our products are safe and wholesome. Your health is important to us. Did you know a nutritious diet includes 3 servings of dairy foods every day? Milk, cheese, or yogurts are an essential part of your diet to make sure you're getting the 9 essential nutrients dairy offers. To discover all about the world of dairy, visit us at DairyMax.org or like us on Facebook.
My name is Allie Bowman. Don't forget to drink milk.
Be sure to follow Dairy Max on your favorite social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Pinterest. Well, no cash cattle trade to report yet from our country feedlots. Could see some later today or tomorrow. Box beef at midday today, higher on the day, actually. Choice up $1.08 at $197.59 and select up 97 cents at $187.48. Choice select spread, $10.12, 95 total loads. Oklahoma National Stockyards this week, 11,703 head. Feeder steers and heifers $1 to $4 higher. Steer calves lightly tested, but a higher undertone noted. Heifer calves 1 to 3 higher. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 174 to 180. 5 to 6 weights, 148 to 173. 6 to 7 weights, 136 to 155. 7 to 8 weights, 134 to 146, 75. 8 to 9 weights, 130 to 140, 50. 9 to 1,000 pounds, 122, 75 to 133, 75. And 1,000 pounds and over, 119, 85 to 124. Southern Oklahoma Livestock Auction in Ada, 1,064 head, no trends established, but firm undertone noted on all classes. Slaughter cows and bulls, not fully tested, but a higher undertone also noted. Feeder steers, medium and large 1, 4 to 5 weights, 157 to 172, and 5 to 6 weights, 145 to 151. Feeder steers, medium and large 2, 4 to 5 weights, 150 to 157, 5 to 6 weights, 140 to 145, 6 to 7 weights, 130 to 133, and 7 to 8 weights, 129.50 to 132.50. Winter livestock cattle auction in Dodge City, 1,419 head, feeder steers and heifers steady to firm, steer and heifer calves not enough for a test. 4 to 5 weights, these are feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 170 to 174, 5 to 6 weights, 148.50 to 160, 7 to 8 weights, 140.85 to 141.25, 8 to 9 weights, 140.10 to 142, and 9 to 1,000 pounds, 128.75 to 133.85. Union Livestock Auction in McAllister, 1,300 head, feeder steers under 400 pounds, 6 to 9 higher, 400 and over, 3 to 7 lower, over 650 pounds, steady to 8 higher. Slaughter cows, 3 to 4 higher, slaughter bulls, steady to $3 higher. 4 to 5 weights, feeder steers, medium and large, 144 to 163. 5 to 6 weights, 136 to 153. 6 to 7 weights, 127 to 140. 7 to 8 weights, 122 to 140. 8 to 9 weights, 122 to 133. We'll check on the futures when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys, or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers. Bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
Checking those futures markets, June live cattle up 20 at 121.47, August up 77 at 122.95, August feeder cattle up 92 at 149.85, September's up 77, 151.80, July hogs up 112 at 101.07, and August is up 112 at 98.77. On the grains today, Kansas City wheat, July down 3.5, 690 and 3/4. September up a half at 706 and a half. December's unchanged at 727. July Chicago wheat down 1 3/4 at 665 and a quarter. September's down 3/4 at 676 and a quarter. New crop December is down a penny at 691 and a quarter. July corn is up a half at 665. September down 2, 572. New crop December is down 5.5 at 538 and a half. July soybeans up 8.5 at 1542 and a quarter. August up 3 at 1428 and a quarter. And the November contract, new crop November down 3 at 1273 even. Cotton futures, July cotton up down 81 at 82.87. October is up 58, 85.87. December down 4 at 83.67. Dave Lanning on the radio, Oklahoma.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow. And many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
I think every day of my life I use the leadership skills and the public speaking skills, the meeting planning and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Mark your calendar for Friday, June 28th, for the next sale of the Superior Video Livestock Auction, 8 a.m. Central Time, the start time. If you want more information about the 28,000 head that will be offered this week, call them 800-422-2117 or go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com. Remember, it's seen live on RFD, Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV, Satellite Channel 345. At Superior Video Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you.
Something exciting is happening in America. Kubota has expanded in Georgia, and brand new tractors are coming off the line. And they're rolling out just in time for our Great Expectations sales event. Right now, you can buy a Kubota L-Series tractor loaded with features and get financing as low as 0% APR with instant cash back. Raise your expectations about what a Kubota can do for you. See your Kubota dealer today.
And 10 minutes before the hour now on Midday Oklahoma here on the Oklahoma Radio Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Ron Hayes joins us now with the latest news from the beef industry in today's Beef Buzz.
Thanks, Dave. Our Beef Buzz guest today, once again, Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist over at OSU. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last, Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for the ranch, like their Red Rhino hay trailer. On their website, GoBobPipe.com, you can even design the right trailer for your operation. GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365.
Extension Livestock Market Specialist for Oklahoma State University, Dr. Daryl Peel, joining us today as we take a look at the feeder cattle markets, both the yearly markets as well as our stocker cattle trade. According to Dr. Peel, things have really held together fairly well despite a lot of challenges facing this part of the beef pipeline.
Well, you know, feeder markets were on the defensive so much of the spring, really from, you know, late January, February on, and they did finally stabilize, and we have started to see some recovery in those markets. I think there's a couple of factors that play into, you know, what happened to them and the process of getting out of this. One is, of course, from a feedlot standpoint, we're looking ahead to the next corn crop, looking for how much relief we might get on the feed side in terms of a new crop year for corn. We've kind of got the plantings now pretty well taken care of, but we're still going to be watching this corn market here for another month until we get into July and see how the production really develops. And so that's part of it. And the other part is this delay in forage. I think we've had less summer forage demand for the lighter weight stocker type cattle this year just because we haven't had the forage, and the forage has been slow to develop. Nevertheless, we've seen these feeder cattle markets begin to pick up a little bit. I think there's probably more strength, frankly, ahead, potentially in terms of some of the summer stuff, but also feedlots, I think, will sort of get back into the game. They've been rather hesitant to reach out and get these feeder cattle, and I think as we go forward, they'll be a little bit more aggressive in chasing supplies that are probably going to get continually tighter as we move through the year.
We are seeing evidence of the somewhat better feeder cattle market, calf market in recent days. Oklahoma National Stockyards, for example, this week, world's largest feeder market, over 10,000 head, and $1 to $4 higher on the yearling steers, yearling heifers this week compared to a week ago. Not well tested on the calf trade, but a higher undertone was noted. Meanwhile, with the somewhat stronger feeder cattle prices, it makes it tough on the feedlots who are really struggling still with red ink and a lot of uncertainty about exactly how this corn crop is going to turn out.
That's certainly the case, and really the bottom line is feedlots have taken such a beating in the last, you know, year to 2 years, and the loss in equity, it really leaves them to a point where they just really don't have the ability to be very aggressive. They've got to play it pretty cautiously, I think, until we see where we're at on the feed side at least, and then we'll go back to seeing how aggressively we're going to compete for a limited supply of feeder cattle.
So folks selling feeder cattle into the feedlots may face something of a ceiling on price depending on the cost of corn in the weeks and months ahead. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
We appreciate Dr. Daryl Peel joining us for this edition of the Beef Buzz. Remind you that up next here on Midday Oklahoma, we climb up on our soapbox in just a few moments.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success to their FFA experience. One such alum, Oklahoma State Senator Josh Perkin, who says he was confronted with role models, ones that set a high standard.
The integrity, the morals, the stands, the work ethic, all intertwined. I want to grow like that. Those individuals that exemplified the type of leadership skills that the FFA is known for. Strong work ethic, integrity, well-spoken, genuine, authentic, pressing you to be the best person that you possibly can with what God's given you. Do you want to grow like that? You can pinpoint an FFA member. They stand out. They're charismatic. They're upward and outward. They're dynamic. They're authentic. You know, we're all products of our environment, and what the FFA is just one of the most positive atmospheres that a young adult can have access to.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Livestock Video Auction coming up on Friday, June 28th on Satellite Channel 231, Dish Network, and 345 DirecTV, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. A total of 28,000 head will be offered. The video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll have 9,200 yearling steers, 3,700 yearling heifers, 2,500 weaned calves, and 11,500 calves on cows. If you want some more information on the specific time that a lot will be offered, or you want to preview the video, you can go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call at 800-422-2117. Remember, Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30, the video auction itself at 8 a.m. this coming Friday, June 28th. That phone number again to call them for more information, 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Video Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you.
It is 12:55 on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad you could be part of our program here today. Continued hot across the state for the next couple of days. It's going to be a while before we see a little bit of relief to this heat, so be sure you take all the precautions you need to. We're going to wrap things up here today as Ron Hayes joins us one more time for his rural soapbox. Ron?
Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes with you as we climb under our soapbox. And actually, do we take one more look at Twitter? We looked at Twitter yesterday, but after our conversation with Frank Lucas yesterday morning, we had an interesting tweet conversation with our friend Chip Flory with Professional Farmer. Really great analyst, and he indicated that Professional Farmer was hearing that John Boehner supports splitting the farm bill, carve out nutrition. Chip Flory comments, don't rule it out. We're hearing everything is on the table. Well, we basically shared with him what Congressman Lucas had told us, that he thought it was a bad idea, that there was still the need for the coalition, the three-legged stool that Mr. Lucas spoke of, specifically the nutrition title, conservation, and then the commodity title. Well, Flory came back to us and says, clearly Mr. Lucas does not believe a farm bill will pass without the nutrition title, and Chip Flory told us he might be right.
So bottom line, there continues to be a lot of conversation about what went wrong and why the Farm Bill did not pass this last Thursday, a week ago now. And one thing that Frank Lucas told us yesterday that we shared with you on yesterday's Midday Oklahoma program is that clearly there's blame to go around for the Democrats and the Republicans. The Democrats were probably pushed a little far on reform for nutrition title, and then the nutrition reforms that were voted on by Republicans, those same Republicans turned around and voted against the final passage of the bill. And I'm sure that really, really does continue to irk Congressman Frank Lucas. Well, that is our time today here on another edition of Midday Oklahoma. If you've got suggestions for us on how to make this program better for you, write us, drop us an email, ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a great day. God bless.
Well, thanks, Ron. We certainly do appreciate that. And that wraps up a Thursday edition of Midday Oklahoma. For Jim Apel and Ron Hayes, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us again tomorrow at 12:05 for Midday Oklahoma, right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.